Hello, my name is Cherish Banks. Welcome to my Firstborn Chronicles interview, episode 1. I will be conducting interviews with individuals that have experienced some form of trauma and help bring more awareness to this topic. My specific topic focuses on the challenges of being an older sibling. Let's get started. Hello, I would like to start by saying thank you for agreeing to be a part of my interviews and thank you for being my first person to join my interview. Can we start off with introducing you?
Hello, my name is Kim. I am 28 years old and I am an older sibling.
Okay, good. Can I ask you, you said you're the oldest sibling, so where do you fall in line? Are you the oldest of like a middle child, younger, like, you know? What order are you in?
Oldest of them all.
Oh, you're the oldest of everyone. How many siblings do you have?
4.
Oh, 4. Okay. How do you feel about being an older sibling and how has that affected your life?
I feel that being an older sibling has its kicks. It has its ups and downs. I'm glad that I'm able to be there for my siblings. However, I do feel that it had an effect on my social life as well as my relationship with my parents.
Do you feel like if you didn't have siblings, this would have ever occurred?
Possibly. I do know that life comes with responsibilities and also your relationship depicts on how your parents and you interact. But I do feel that possibly if I didn't have siblings, some of the connections that I have with my parents wouldn't exist. Some of the negative connections that I have with my parents wouldn't exist.
Okay. You mentioned that you were the oldest sibling of 4. What is the age gap between everyone? How old were you like when you started noticing that you were taking upon this role?
I would say I was entered into my teens, possibly around 13, 14. And the gaps are about, I would say, 8 years apart.
Oh, so you have a pretty big gap. Interesting. You also said earlier that your social life was affected. How did taking care of your younger siblings impact your personal life, such as like social activities, school, or extracurricular activities?
I would say that at times if I had plans with friends or if I had after-school activities, sometimes I would do after-school activities on Saturdays, and sometimes I wasn't able to make it due to me having to either babysit or if I was in the midst of going out with my friends and my parents needed me last minute, they would more so, I would say, forcefully force me to stay home. I wouldn't be able to, like, go out. I would just have to just stay home and just babysit.
Oh, you said that you didn't really have, so what I heard from that was you didn't really have a voice. How has that, like, reflected in your day-to-day life now?
I would say I'm more, I think before I speak. And also, I feel as though it tied into people-pleasing. Because I would say that telling your parents that you don't want to do something normally has negative feedback towards it. And more so builds up disagreement. I feel as though, growing up, I would say that me having to think before I speak and also not wanting anyone to be in disagreement with me, me wanting to always, be able to help the best way I can, even when I don't feel like it or, I guess more so feeling obligated to, like, be there for other people, not more so saying no. More so just telling everyone yes.
Yes, I completely understand. How did this affect your ability to ask for help? Because I know, like, if you're having to think before you have to speak, that can be very challenging to, like, want to be able to speak up to ask to support yourself and get your needs.
I would say it affected it strongly. I don't normally ask for help. I would just figure it out on my own. I feel as though, especially like growing up as the older sibling and asking for help, you more so get pushed away, and your younger siblings more so get higher priority over with their problems than you. So I would say that I normally just typically just figure it out on my own.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of things that I've heard when I've asked questions like this. Looking back, do you feel that, like, having this experience of being an older sibling and having to be responsible for your younger siblings, like, overall took a negative impact or a positive impact on your life?
I would say both. I would say negative, only because you do develop, like, some type of trauma with that. I would say more so, like, leaning towards people-pleasing. I know I mentioned that earlier, but I do strongly feel that when you have to take care of your older siblings and you're not giving the voice to tell someone no, and when you do tell them no, it gives a negative response. It makes you not want to have any negative encounters with other individuals. So it makes you more so want to just people please and be there for people, even when you don't feel like it, just to avoid that negative response. I would say positive because although having to go through those struggles of being an older sibling and also having to more so just take on more responsibilities, it did help build my character. Help me more, be more so strong-minded. I'm able to problem solve on my own practically. It did make me more charismatic and more aware of how I interact with others. And overall, although I do experience some form of people-pleasing, now that I'm learning on how to speak up for myself. So I would say, like, in a positive aspect.
Yeah, I think when you have family in general, it always, almost always has, like, a positive impact. Like, when you have strong bonds and relationships. But I have a question. Do you ever feel resentment or, like, frustration toward either your parents or your siblings for, like, allowing this to fall onto you? Like, you having to take hold of this responsibility of almost being their parent?
I feel like subconsciously with the siblings, you do gain a negative, you gain and give more negative feedback towards them out of just frustration, a frustration that you have with your parents. I do feel as though, like, it did build a disconnect between myself and my parents because they didn't really realize how much responsibility and things they were taking away from me. Having to remake my plans or having to miss out on different opportunities, especially when it comes to after school activities, and just missing out on the big opportunities I had to either travel with my school or just travel with my friends or just gain more experience overall. So I would say that it did create a disconnect more so between me and my parents rather than me and my siblings in a negative aspect.
Yeah. Do you feel, I know in the question when I just previously asked, I know I said that, do you think your parents allowed this to fall into your lap without them realizing? But is this true for you? Do you believe that they intentionally or unintentionally, like, allowed this to happen to you?
I feel that it's intentional, but, at the same time, I feel as though parents just see, in a sense that they have their own struggles going on and they also have a lot of build up as well. So instead of them seeing as though that they're more so pushing more weight on you, they just feel as though that, you know, it's your responsibility as well, because it's your job to help as well. So I just feel as though, like, they were well aware, but at the same time, I just feel as though they just also needed help but didn't know how to properly ask for it.
Yeah, properly communicate with, their children. I see that a lot nowadays. I've noticed that, like, now that parents today in our ages, that we see that we're learning how to betterly, effectively communicate and, like, be there for our children. Well, adults. I don't have children. But I noticed that, like, as a community as a whole, we're all learning how to communicate and, like, respect people's boundaries and learn people's emotions. Do you think that compared to during your time period when you were growing up with your siblings and today's current age, do you think we're improving or, like, are we staying at the same pace of, like, parents still doing this to their children?
I would say improving. I would say that when I was growing up, wanting to vocalize your opinion isn't more so respected as it is now. I see that the generation now, they have more leeway with their parents. They're able to express their feelings. They're able to tell their parents when they need help. Therapy is more so becoming a strong lean on for younger teens as well as adults now. So I would say that, yes, I feel like it's improving.
Yeah, I think that's really good. So we don't have this like occurring over the years. I just want to say thank you for being a part of my interview. My last question for you is, what advice would you give other siblings that have experienced the same thing and or are going through it right now?
I would say my advice would be don't take out your frustrations on your siblings, because 9 times out of 10 of your older sibling, regardless of the age gaps, they will see the frustrations that you have, and you will never want your siblings to think that you have any animosity towards them when it's not really towards them. Make sure that they feel loved, and if they're old enough to understand, if y'all don't have that much of an age gap, explain it to them. Explain to them how you're feeling, if they're able to comprehend. And if they are a little younger, just make sure that if you need to take a break, if you need to take a 5, go ahead and take that 5 minutes, just so you won't be giving out any frustrations to your younger siblings, because they won't understand.
I just want to say thank you so much, Kim. All your answers were beautifully answered. And again, I want to thank you for being a part of my interview and being the first person on my interview. So thank you.
Of course, no problem. I enjoyed all of the questions, and thank you for having me.
Of course.